This Memorial Day weekend, Americans pay tribute to those who have given their lives in service to our nation. America is free because generations of young Americans have been willing to sacrifice to defend the country they love so their fellow citizens could live in liberty.
Said goodbye to his mama as he left South Dakota to fight for the red, white, and blue. He was 19 and green with a new M16, just doing what he had to do. He was dropped in the jungle where the choppers would rumble with the smell of napalm in the air. And then the sergeant said, look up ahead. Like a dark evil cloud, 1,200 came down on him and 29 more. They fought for their lives, but most of them died in the 173rd Airborne on the 8th of November.
Each of them came to West Point in a time of war, knowing all the risks and dangers that come with wearing our nation's uniform. Thirty-four times since they arrived at West Point, they have observed a moment of silence to honor a former cadet fallen in the War on Terror.
Now he's 58 and his ponytail's gray, but the battle still plays in his head. He limps when he walks, but he's strong when he talks about the shrapnel they left in his leg. He puts on a gray suit over his airborne tattoo as he ties it on one time a year, and remembers the fallen as he orders a tall one, swallows it down with his teeth. Saw the eagle fly through a clear blue sky, 1965, the 8th of November.
One of those former cadets was First Lieutenant Rob Seidel, a 2004 West Point graduate who gave his life in Iraq earlier this month. Rob grew up in Maryland. From his earliest days, he dreamed of serving in the U.S. Army.
Saw the eagle fly through a clear blue sky, 1965.
He deployed to Iraq and was killed by a bomb in Baghdad. His father says this about Rob: he loved his family and believed in God, and he loved his country, and he was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of his country. This Memorial Day weekend, we remember First Lieutenant Seidel and the brave Americans of every generation who have given their lives for freedom, liberated the oppressed, and left the world a safer and better place. And the best way to honor America's fallen heroes is to carry on their fight, defend our freedom, and complete the mission for which they gave their lives.
Said goodbye to his mama as he left South Dakota to fight for the red, white, and blue. He was 19 and green with a new M16, just doing what he had to do.